Hey, Chris Johnson here. I got a question for you. Have you ever seen the movie The Box? Are you familiar with The Box? Came out in 2009. I wouldn't blame you if you're not familiar with it because it was shitty. I didn't like it. So I wouldn't recommend seeing it. But I did like the premise. It had an interesting premise. And I think the movie was good for about like a half hour. I don't know what the fucking runtime is. I'm not going to look. I don't really give too much of a fuck about it. The Box was based on a fucking Twilight Zone episode. And basically, like, the first part of the movie was the Twilight Zone episode until, you know, Twilight Zone's fucking half hour long. So 20 minutes with fucking commercials and shit. So like, basically, like, right when the Twilight Zone episode ended, they started writing their own shit and it just sucked. Sucked. But anyway, the premise is interesting, and I bring this up because I saw something on Twitter today. Some motherfucker, like, posed the same fucking question on Twitter as if it was fucking original. Like, there's no fucking way you thought of that on your own. You either watched the fucking Twilight Zone episode, you saw the fucking Box, you plagiarized that shit, and you passed it off as your own stupid fucking poll. But the premise of the fucking story is some fucking asshole gives you a box. It's got a fucking button on it, and the fucking monetary amount fucking changes. And the fucking Twilight Zone was like $200,000. The movie The Box was like $1 million. But basically, he's like, yo, you press this fucking button, and you're gonna get that fucking money, but somebody you don't know is gonna fucking die. And then he fucking leaves. And then they fucking debate whether to push the button, and in the fucking episode, in the fucking movie, they do push the button, and then fucking asshole comes by with the fucking money, and they're like, what are you doing with the fucking box? Because he's taking the box with him. He's like, listen, I'm gonna take this fucking box, and it's gonna be reprogrammed. We're gonna give it to somebody else that you don't know. So the implication is, fuck, we press the button, we got $1 million, somebody fucking died, they're gonna give the goddamn box to somebody else, and they're gonna push it, and we're gonna fucking die, basically, right? So somebody fucking posed that question on Twitter. And it was for like a fucking amount that was way less. It was like $10,000. Like, yo, if I gave you $10,000, but like somebody else would die, like, would you take it? It was basically fucking 50-50. What the fuck is the matter with you people? And I'm reading the comments. I shouldn't have read the comments. I fucking say this time and time and time again. I gotta stop reading fucking Twitter shit. I gotta fucking stop. I gotta go to the goddamn site. I gotta read just my bullshit, my sports, my funny fucking memes, cats wearing fucking hats and doing all kinds of crazy cat shit, animals and ducks and all that shit. I gotta fucking just focus on that and just fucking ignore everything else. But I can't bring myself to do it because I get this morbid fucking curiosity. It's like a fucking train crash. Like, the fucking train comes off the goddamn rails and like all the fucking cars are smashed together. And like, you slow down and you fucking look at it. You look at the fucking carnage. You're not really interested in it. You're not happy with what you're fucking seeing, but you gotta stop and take a look. So I do. I stop and I take a look. But I shouldn't, because I always get fucking mad. And like, people are fucking like justifying it. They're justifying their disgusting choice. Listen, if you would be responsible for somebody's death, you're essentially fucking killing somebody to get a certain amount of money. And if you're cool with that, you're a fucking ghoul. You're a ghoul fucking asshole. And don't fucking speak with me, because I think you're a piece of shit. Like, I used to think that I wasn't like that great of a person. And I still kind of think that. Like, I don't walk around thinking like, Chris Johnson, you're a piece of shit. But like, I don't know, you know what I mean? Like, I don't walk around thinking like, dude, you're a great fucking guy. You fucking light up a room. Like that shit that you hear in fucking Dateline episodes. Anytime somebody dies, they bring in their friends. They're like, this motherfucker just lit up the room. Like, nobody's gonna say that about me. I'm not lighting up any fucking rooms. I don't have a lot of friends. Like, I try to be a nice guy. That's as far as I get, right? I try to be a good guy. But like, I never like thought of myself as like this beacon of fucking morality. But like, the more I see on fucking Twitter and the more I just see like in life, maybe I'm a fucking much better guy than I'm fucking giving myself fucking credit for. Because like, I am fucking disgusted by people. Just fucking disgusted. Everybody was justifying their decision. Like, some people were fucking angry at the people that would say no. I'd fucking say no. I'll tell you right now. There is not a fucking dollar amount of money that you can give my fucking ass where I would be responsible for somebody's fucking death. You're killing somebody. And you're doing it in a cowardly way too, because you're not even fucking facing them. It's not like they put a fucking gun in your hand and you have to pull the trigger and shoot somebody in the fucking head. You just hit a fucking button and somebody dies somewhere and you don't see it. That's gutless shit. You're a gutless fucking coward. What you're saying is like, listen, I'd be willing to kill somebody for $10,000 or $200,000 or a fucking million, but I ain't willing to do it in person. People that said, yes, I would take the fucking money and be responsible for somebody's death, they were fucking scoffing at the people like me who would select no. Now, I didn't take part in the poll. It's bad enough I'm reading the fucking poll. I didn't take part in the poll. They're like, listen, somebody dies every however many seconds. You know, you can find those fucking stats. There's billions of people on the planet, so statistically speaking, this many people die every fucking day. They're like, well, this many people die every day, so like, you know, we're overpopulated. What's the point? Yeah, this many people die every day. You're not fucking killing them, you fucking idiot. You don't know the difference between somebody just fucking dying of natural causes or in a fucking car crash or because they had a fucking asthma attack, shit on their own, natural causes, all that stuff. You don't know the fucking difference between that and you actually fucking being responsible for their fucking death? Are you shitting me? God damn it. Look, I expect a certain amount of society to be huge, fucking, selfish, ghoul, dickhead, fucking assholes. I get it. Like, if you have any fucking poll, it's not going to be fucking 100%. Doesn't matter that it should be fucking unanimous. It's never going to be fucking unanimous. That's just the fucking nature of the beast. So I fucking get that. But the fact that it was like 55-45, God fucking damn it. I guess I just fucking thought that like more than half the people are, or at least try to be good. I mean, it's not been my experience, so like I shouldn't be too shocked. I walk around, I just fucking look at people like, fuck, look at this shit. This place sucks. This place fucking sucks. But still, like, you hope that people are fucking good or at least have some type of fucking caring. How do you have that little regard for everybody else? That's why we can't fucking get shit done on, like, climate change and all that shit. Because people just don't fucking care. Nobody fucking cares. Listen, stop being fucking dicks. Stop it. I fucking hate you. I hate almost all of you, except those that are listening to me. Unless you fucking would kill somebody for fucking money, then I hate you as well. I'll be back Sundays and Wednesdays, hopefully less fucking agitated, but that's probably not going to happen. I'll be pissed about something. Podbean's the host of the cast. Every fucking episode is there. I'm also on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify, iHeartRadio, Pandora, wherever the fuck you want it. Twitter @JohnsonHateYou, Facebook in my timeline, and on Instagram in maybe 5 minutes.